Fitness is sacred. Fitness is life. The modern gym is pretty amazing. Capacious, clean, somewhat inexpensive. In my gym, there is a little room that blinks a street light telling people to switch machines. A nearby gym has an area where parents can leave their kids while they work out. Another nearby gym has a little pool. And an overpriced one is a huge multi-story building. Wisdom is missing, however. Not just body wisdom, but how to get it done wisdom. Fitness is not a protocol, as every person is, of course, different. But it is also not a free-for-all, where anybody can make stuff up. Usually, what people make up to look good is utterly useless and even dangerous. And gyms being a business won't help people when they are not in any danger. People have to ask for help, but then the workout myths absolutely get in the way. Workout myths like lifting to muscle failure, sets and reps with maximum weights. The very things that we are taught in school that all the tests and books regurgitate. Most of the popular sources are spreading simple myths that are actually harder than the right way of doing it. Results of this can be pretty nasty. Young people being deeply confused about anaerobic exercise, some so misled as to cut off their circulation on purpose, and others downright fanatical about divisions between anaerobic and aerobic exercise. Recently, a person asked me to present evidence for high-volume training, in a single breath adding, "Thank you." Though in this particular instance, they seem to have been honest. Most times, such a question is asked with bad attitude and unmovable preconceived notions. Any science I can attach to any of this is mostly just ignored. And this is not about science anyway. It's about quick results that a person can see with their own eyes. Scientific literature will evaluate small areas of the whole, but never a full workout across several years that produces results for real human beings. It is difficult to explain a real gym workout, to show someone what to do and when to do it and how. Their misconceptions and the want to blend in or fit in is just that strong. People who are out of shape, who have fat to burn, should only use the gym during bad weather. Their body transformation must begin in parks and out in nature, and their first major milestone should be full-hour non-stop routine. Doesn't even matter what they are lifting, if anything, really. This can be walking with 3-pound dumbbells or 1980s aerobic training. And many people new to fitness may need to use interval timers to extend their endurance for a full-hour non-stop workout. An interval timer are just 2 countdown timers: workout period and rest period. The workout may only start as a minute or 2 long, with 3 minutes of rest. But as the body adapts, the person extends the workout duration and shortens the rest period in hopes of eliminating it entirely. To push distractions away, the person must move in sync with beats of slow songs. Once they gain the endurance to keep moving for a full hour, they can add more minutes, use faster songs, or even heavier dumbbells. whichever in their wisdom is most beneficial at the moment, or whatever they can handle at the moment. That first milestone of an hour-long exercise creates a starting platform from which a person can move faster to burn fat, or lift a little bit heavier to slower music to build muscle. Though in each case, the rest should be just a few seconds, as this is a non-stop hour-long workout. This is where the myth of lifting heavy may come from. Over time, it detached from the non-stop workouts and became this abomination of lifting really heavy and resting really long, which is 10 times slower than the high-volume workouts. And even those are rarely done correctly, as in the person will not increase the sets and reps. Gyms are not equipped with 1 pound interval weight gaps, and even if they were, there would be too many injuries. Heavy is extremely dangerous. High volume workouts that revolve around endurance and physique, however, are both beautiful and safe by contrast. High-volume, multi-hour workouts eventually do slow down as the person starts lifting 15 pounds and beyond. Here, they arrive at rapid bodybuilding. It takes a year to accomplish what the dangerous way does in 10 years. The price for heavy or ego lifting is cruel indeed. It also seems like the older bodybuilders give up or just end up needing a walker or a wheelchair. Whereas multi-hour, high-volume, low-weight, non-stop workouts are quite safe to continue as we venture into the golden age and beyond. We have the gyms. We have the parks. But the wisdom is not yet here. It is such a shame because endurance and fitness leads into bodybuilding without much ache. The right way is the easiest, safest, and least painful way. Fitness is sacred, especially in context of those who need it the most in their lives. Large people don't always return to the gym the second time. And those who do will get discouraged from slow results that come with doing it wrong. Wisdom of gradually building up endurance and boxing a non-stop lifting workout into that first hour is much more effective. It is the 1980s aerobic workout versus a few sets and reps and then sitting around for entire minutes. People whose health is at stake should start in parks, where they don't have to walk in a circle, where it is not a boring box with four walls and teenage boys who perfume themselves before a workout for some reason. Being out in nature, walking a straight path forward with all kinds of vistas left and right, will almost guarantee their success, especially if they actually start hiking interesting trails, which is very much lifting a heavy weight over long durations. It is still up to the trainers to share wisdom. From what I tried today, I only ended up interrupting mine and the other person's flow. The root of the problem, however, is in the wild fitness myths, and that will take a long time to repair.